Good. 00 hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 6 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good morning. 0 hours. Clear. 15 degrees.
K-A-9-S-S, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning. K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo. K-A-K-C-I, K-A-K-C-I, N-8-R-H-K.
N8RHK.
Good morning.
A9SXH.
Hours. Sunny.
Hi, Stormy. How are you doing on this beautiful by me day? N8RHK. N8RHK. K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-9-S-X-H. KAFA, Matthews W. Monitoring.
KF8SUW. This is KA9SXH. Terry. Located in New Berlin, Wisconsin. What are you doing on this beautiful day? KA9SXH. KF8SUW. KA9SXH.
Yeah, this is KF8FQW. My name is Curtis. I'm in Akron Fairgrove area. This is the first time I made a contact with, I think this is the Saginaw repeater. I've got kind of a makeshift setup there. The antenna's on the second floor. I don't even have it outside up on the roof yet.
Hi, Curtis. Pleasure meeting you today. And real good on your setup there. Sitting outside, looking outside a nice window, kind of building up energy to go out and walk my dog for about an hour soon, but always got time to talk to a friend on the radio. New Berlin, which is my QTH, is part of Milwaukee. And I am using this repeater's fine business Echolink connection. Again, the name is Terry. Back to you. KA9SXH.
Hey there, Terry. Yeah, it's supposed to be supposed to get up over 20 today, so that might be a little better for getting outside with the dogs and all that. There was a couple little sparks of static there. I think I gathered that you're in Wisconsin. I actually lived in Wisconsin a long time ago, Egg Harbor area, Sturgeon Bay. Pretty nice spot there. I was working at a shipyard out there. But, I got to get outside a little bit later and cut up a little firewood. Keep that going. I'm keeping it busy for a while. I got a bunch of stuff in the bathroom. I'm finishing up, too. So, I got my work cut out for me for the day, for sure.
All right. Yes, I am located in Wisconsin. And currently by me, it is sunny and 28 degrees. You know, our forecast for today, they are saying it may possibly get into the upper 30s, which is, wow, that's really great for here lately. We did get a little dusting of snow the other day, maybe 2 inches, and currently have maybe a total of, 6, 8 on the ground, on the grass. But, so in other words, I'm not talking to you from a radio. I'm talking to you from a device. Isn't technology fantastic? KA9SXH.
Yeah, Terry, I didn't Somehow I didn't catch all that transmission there, but I did see, I did hear you say 28 and sunny. That, boy, that's pretty good for what we've been having this year so far. That sounds like a pretty good day over there. Well, I gotta say 73s and I gotta get running there, but have yourself a good day. Nice talking to you. KF8, FQW, back to you.
Well, good care, Curtis. Well, excellent meeting you today. And I'll be going out shortly myself to walk the dog, which normally takes about an hour. He is a kind of a boy. Poodle, terrier, mix. Knee-high, very high energy, very intelligent. He keeps me on my toes, quite literally. For now, you take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
Hey, go ahead, This is KI-966. Good afternoon, how's everything going? WSKI-966. Yeah, I had my hand full at the end of the week. I couldn't get back to you. So good afternoon, how's everything going?
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 28 degrees.
KATTO
have mobile northbound 52 from St. Charles reaching Rosen Tower. KKADTF mobile out of St. Charles all the way out to Shield.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
KCAYVF mobile.
KC8YVF, KE8CB.
Good evening, Mr. Clayton. How was your day today?
All right, first day of therapy.
Yeah, for a Monday it was okay. Not too much work at work, just enough work to keep me busy and make the day go by.
So how's the meeting on Friday? I tried checking in, but I couldn't get the video to work.
Oh, the meeting was good. We had a good presentation and a secondary presentation. Tom did a couple of videos, showed a couple of videos on RF filtering, bandpass filters, basically. That we utilized for winter field day this year, and it worked out a whole lot better. So it kept the digital out of the voice station and vice versa and that, so that worked out nice. And then I just did an informal information, I won't call it a presentation, but for if anyone is using the software Ham Clock. The author of Ham Clock passed away about 7-10 days ago, somewhere in there, and so the program is going to cease to function about sometime in June. So there is a server on the back end that he made or had operational that run that program. Well, since he's passed away, there will be nobody maintaining it, and it sounds like wherever it was located, it must run out. The service that he paid for, whatever, runs out sometime in June, so that it will go dead. So I inform people that were at the meeting or online of that information, and then that there is an alternative, a web version that is in process. So there is an alternative for people to use.
Are you able to get a hold of, you know, whoever survived them and see if maybe the club could purchase the software and servers?
Well, this would not be something that our club would want to do. There are people that are trying to do that. But they would want to do an open source at this point, so it wasn't a single point of failure. So it is, people are trying to do that with the family or whatever, so would not be something any of us would want to take responsibility for, because you would need to have someone that is able to program and update that software and also run and maintain that server, which I imagine with the website and the back end costs and all that had to run a considerable amount of money that we as a club do not have a programmer or the funds to do that. But from what I'm reading online, they are trying to do that. And matter of fact, even the company that runs the Geochron clocking software, it's actually a device, that they have, they made an offer to him to purchase it and keep it going, and he declined the offer. So But they're trying, but in the interim, there is a very good collaborative effort, open source for a program. It's a web program called OpenHam Clock, openhamclock.com. So there are multiple people are working on this. They are doing revisions daily. And when I watched an interview on YouTube a few days ago with the main guy that started this, stated that, yeah, they're doing sometimes a dozen or two dozen updates a day as people are requesting things and they're making changes in that. So very nice program. So, and it's all web-based, so as long as you've got a computer with a web browser, you can run it. So that will work out.
That kind of makes me wonder how that would work out with those DIY Pi projects where you hang it up on the wall and it looks like a picture frame, but it's a hand clock. Kind of makes me wonder how that would work out with it.
Well, that was kind of the original thing for the Geochron. You got to have a 4K computer monitor or TV monitor, a 4K monitor, and this was a device that plugs into it, but you're looking at, you know, $500 for this device. And then the company provides firmware upgrades to do different things at various times, but again, it's a considerable cost. The hand clock was free, the software. And if you bought one of the bundles, one guy was making a bundle with a small computer and basically automated it, and you could plug it into any TV or computer monitor and run it. So, I mean, I bought a couple of the small computers, and they were like $50 total with the keyboard and all the devices. You just had to supply the monitor. So, that's the portion that's going to go away unless they are able to get the server or reverse write the information or whatever. So there is a group that is trying to do that, plus this other group that did the web version. So web version is really, really kind of nice. It does a whole lot more than what the actual ham clock software did or does. There's a lot of things you can do with that you couldn't do with the other one. So we'll see how this plays out, but we're not going to be at least left totally without something. One guy stepped up and basically wrote the software in a matter of hours to get it started.
Yeah, I don't know if you got my email yet or not, but I sent a message to you asking if you knew if there's any trunk or ham swaps going on in the nearby future with Saginaw or Midland.
There is not. The nearest one, Midland's, is in June. So Midland has theirs. There are ham swaps. You can go to the ARRL website or just type in ARRL ham swaps and it'll bring you to the page. Cherryland swap was on Saturday up in Traverse City. There's a couple of tour of the southern part of the state that's coming up. One more like the 21st of this month and then somewhere around there. And then there's another one in like the middle part of March coming up. But yeah, just go to the ARRL web. Just do a search for ARRL swap meets and it'll bring you up to the page and you can sort by state. So you can just type in, you know, put in Michigan and do a search by that and it'll show you all the ones that are coming up in Michigan.
Yeah, I did that. I tried looking for Midland, but they weren't listed. That's why I sent the email out. I'm kind of limited on distance.
Yeah, Midland, they wouldn't have it probably listed yet. I don't know if they've probably haven't sent their information in, but they do list it up on the ARRL site. But yeah, it's the Saturday before Father's Day every year. So the Saturday before Father's Day is Midland Swamp.
Yeah, I'm still looking for a new home for that mobile amplifier.
Okay. Yeah, there's another one. If you want to go up the Cadillac, we've been going up the Cadillac for the last several years. The first Saturday in May, is the Cadillac swap. And I know Club's been up there the last 2 years selling equipment that we have, so anybody, you know, that wanted to take equipment up, but I know Dave WADW did, Mike MMH did, I took up some equipment that I had last year, so the club got a table to sell off some of the estate gear that we acquired from Silent Keys, and we're selling it at up in Cadillac. That's one of the biggest ones around. That's bigger than Midlands. That draws a pretty good crowd, but again, you're about an hour away, distance-wise, so it is a good swap, though.
I heard you guys talking about raising membership fees.
That is correct. We're going back to more than what we were. We brought it down for a few years, for like 3-4 years, to try and get more membership in, and really didn't do anything. We didn't get any more members with a lower membership. So we're going back to still lower than what we were originally, but full membership will be $20. That is in line. Midlands, $20. Bays, $20. Lapeer's, $20. Bay Airnax, $20. We contacted about a dozen different clubs, and their annual membership is $20. So that's still $4 less than we were originally for full membership before we reduced it to try and get more people in kind of after COVID, from 22 to 25 there. For 3 years, we did it at $12 for everybody to try and get more people in, but we did not see a raise in membership because of that. And with the expenses, Mike sent out an email today to everyone for the post office box that we have to have per FCC or FCC regulations, and other maintaining repeaters and things like that. We're going to go up $8 from 12 up to 20. Originally, our dues were 24 for full membership. Well, it'll be 20 starting this year.
Yeah, it was at post office, man. That's a scam. They charge an obscene amount of money. They don't offer you any filtering. They won't let you send packages to them. Yeah. Last time I checked, I think they were up to 120 here in Carlton. That's when I canceled mine.
Yeah, unfortunately, the club has to have a mailing address for the FCC, and we've got to have something that's not going to go to one person's address. So the club maintains a post office box, but yeah, it's an obscene amount for what you get. It's a small box, and like we said, the only thing that Tom gets as the treasurer, he goes there once a month, downtown Saginaw, Washington there. And he said it's usually advertisements, except for around March, April, May, when he gets dues in. He gets that. He gets the information from the insurance company for the club's insurance and a few other things. But most of the things that we get there are junk mail. But we're required to have a mailing address for FCC regulation information. So we still have that expense. There is really no way around it, no other type of general post office box or mailing address type thing that we can get really any cheaper. So that and the insurance, we have to carry insurance for the club, maintenance on the club trailer, antennas and repeaters and all of those things. So plus this year we're going to be doing an anniversary. It'll be the club's 70th anniversary, so we will be getting started planning for that.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about that and the club being about an anniversary. You guys ideas or something what to do?
Yep, we're going to have a board meeting coming up week from, around the 18th, somewhere around there. So it's the second Wednesday after the club meeting. So we'll be doing that, at least for the board to get together and start discussing. We'll be looking for a place to have it, some place that can cater the food. Then we'll be discussing awards and other things like that, guest list, who to invite, keynote speaker. We've got an idea on that one, if it'll accept the accept it. So, yeah, we'll do that. Basically, the club will end up paying for the hall, the whatever accommodations and things like that we do. Members will have a kind of a pay-for-your-dinner type thing, as most things like that. There will be a certain amount for each person for the dinner, catered dinner and that. So we'll have to, there will be a couple of $1,000 at least there to for the 7th anniversary. But we didn't want to wait to 75 because we got quite a few older members that may not make it to 75. So we wanted to make sure that we honored some of them and past members and that as quickly as possible.
Does this hall have like a large field attached to it to where you could probably hold a fox hunt?
We don't have a hall yet. This would be an indoor hall. It would be typically on a Saturday night, so it would we probably would not do it during the day. So this would just be, and it'd be more of a formal type of event. So yeah, fox hunt type thing will be something we do completely separately. But from the anniversary, it's too much in there to try and do the anniversary, let alone try and combine two things in the one evening. But yeah, if it's at night, which will probably will be, but the board will work on it, as well as any member that wants to help out. Mike will send out an email if there are suggestions or people that want to be on the committee for it to let him know and. So we can get started. We're probably planning in August for the event.
Do you have a fox hunt date set in mind yet for this year?
Fox hunt is always the, as of right now, it's on the Aries training night, which is the fourth Thursday in June.
All right, looking forward to it. I'm at the store now, so I'll let you go so I can go get some groceries. You drive safe. KE8CB.
All right, Clayton, have a good night. That was good timing. I just pulled up to the mailbox in front of my house, so I'll be going in shortly. So have a good night, 73. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, Claire.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey Delta Whiskey. That's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on its repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, who are on short time, or who are in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8, PCQ, Dave Bay City, 7-3, guys.
Okay, real good there, Dave. 7-3-3, have a good one. There was another one in there that doubled. Try again.
This is Doug, NNTN, in and out. Thank you.
Okay, N8MTN, thank you for the check-in. 73s, have a good week. Any other mobile, short-timer, in and out? Okay, no stations heard there, so we'll try for Echolink. Do we have anyone on Echolink who would like to check in this evening? Please call now. Okay, so we'll go on to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, around Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KD8, MMH, Mike in Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is 10-8 EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso, no traffic.
This is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, Jeff in Oakley, no traffic.
Number 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob Franklin Township, no traffic.
There's BAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is UCO, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list here. I think there might have been a double in there, so we'll make sure there. I've got the KE8 PCQ and N8NTN as in and out. I also have on the regular list, I have KC8YVF, KF8 EFQ. I know I just scooped that one up. I got KD8MMH, NADUI, KE8 EOB, KAKCI, N8KPR, KE8PAZ, KC8VOA, and I got Fred KE8 QCO. Any others or anyone that I missed there? Okay, let's, first off, we've got some nicer days coming. It's going to be a little warmer. I had to work outside today for probably about an hour, and when I went out there originally, it was about 14 degrees, so it was really cold, and
my hands and my feet did not like it very well. So we did that, like I said earlier today. Looks like tomorrow could be almost up to 40. So my little project I did out there, I probably am going to go check and make sure that everything is still as it should be. Watched the Super Bowl last night. It's funny how at the beginning they were so close the first half, and the announcers were saying, "Oh, well, this is going to be a really defensive game, not a lot of scoring," and all of a sudden everything broke loose Seattle went on the rampage and really tore up the Patriots. So anyway, let's go to the list here. Ron, KCYVF, you're up as standby mic. Go ahead there, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. Yeah, for the football game, you could have watched just the fourth quarter, and that was the most interesting part. Not much in the first, second, and third quarters except for field goals. So fourth quarter, watch that. You had pretty much everything you needed to know. One other announcement. If you weren't at the radio club meeting on Friday, I did a little information on, for those of you that have the ham clock software or one of the devices like the Inovato ham clock bundle, the author of the software is now a silent key, and the software is now slated to go end of life by sometime in June. Talk is that they are trying to resurrect that or to get the server or back code it to figure out and get it, make sure it doesn't do that. So we'll be looking to see how that turns out. In the interim, another gentleman has created a version of his own, which is actually quite nice. It's called Open Ham Clock, and it's a website, so openhamclock.com. In about 8 hours, he registered the website, got approved for that, got it set up, wrote the code, and had basically a hand clock alternative online. Since this is an open source program, he said literally dozens of people helping him out. They are making improvements daily, and in some cases, when I watched a video of him talking to several other hams about this software, and they're making changes to it dozens of times a day. So if you keep refreshing your screen, you're going to see different changes, improvements, additions, all sorts of things. I was thinking of one improvement that I would like to see in the software, and 2 hours later, I was talking to my wife about it, 2 hours later, it was active on the page. So somebody else had thought of it, and it now was up on the page. So it really looks like a good alternative. I hope the ham clock still works. They figure that out and get that working. But those that don't have it, if you've got can go to a website, all you need is a computer and a web browser and bring it up, you're ready to go. Let me break. Other than that, it was an active week and weekend. Thursday, Mike, KD8MMI, MMH, and myself went up to Midlands Club meeting, had a good presentation there and a discussion on their repeater situation, which they're working on. Saturday had club breakfast, or Friday had our club meeting, and then Saturday the club breakfast, and then I had a dinner up in Bay City with my old motorcycle group, so active there. And Saturday hung around the house to watch the football game, but before that, my wife had bought a new faucet for the kitchen sink. No problem putting the new one in. Big problem trying to get the old one out. It had been in there for 20 years, and it went out kicking and screaming, I'll tell you. It took me over 2 hours to try and get that thing out of there. I could not get the two nylon lock or nuts that went on there to hold the faucet in place. They would not come loose. And trying to figure out how I could get those out of there, of course, underneath the sink. Once I did get it out, the new one went in 20 minutes and was ready to go. But, boy, the old one was not going to give up easy, that's for sure. With that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.
Yeah, that's normally the case, Ron. Normally the case is they go in easy, but they don't come out very easy. And I know, last one that I did, I found out that as we get older, to get underneath them sinks is not very, very much fun. So the old body doesn't bend and twist and everything that like it it did years ago. So I know how that goes. Okay, let's go down the list here. Mike, KF8EDQ, you're up, and stand by the other Mike.
WADW, this is KF8EDQ. Thanks for doing that today, Dave, and it's good to hear everybody in there. I missed the net yesterday because I was actually at one of my friend's house watching the Super Bowl. I watched about the first three quarters, then I got tired and went home. But it was a good gathering. There was a lot of food there and a lot of good company there. So I was glued onto the TV for the first three quarters, even though there wasn't a whole lot of scoring happening. But and then I went home and went to bed and didn't even watch the fourth quarter. So I figure the game was in the bag already. Today I logged into work around 7:30, something like that, and worked pretty much all day. So I had a lot to do, and I was able to accomplish most of what I set out to do today. So I had a pretty good day. I've got a busy week ahead. I'll be taking Ducky out to Bay City on Thursday, as I normally do. There's a nursing home out there that I go visit, and you've probably heard me talk about it before. But we went this last week, Thursday, and we had a good time out there, so we'll keep on doing it. I found out I'm going to, I bought tickets to go to Spain. So I'm pretty excited about that. There's a trail going from around the east coast of Spain near the Portugal border there. So that's at the end of April. So I am looking forward to that trip, and that sums up my week. So I guess I'll pass it back to Matt Control there. This is KF8EDQ.
Okay, real good. Sounds like a fun time there, Mike, and I'm sure you will enjoy that. We actually made reservations this week. We're not going that far, but we made reservations this weekend for our very first camping trip in Harrisville. We'll be in Harrisville the last week of April. And it's sort of screwy because we'll be coming home on Sunday or Monday, I'm not sure. And we're turning right back around, and the Cadillac swap is the following weekend, so we're going to be going up to Cadillac swap on a Friday. I haven't made reservations there yet, but I checked the campground, and there was only three sites that were taken over that period of time, so you can almost get any place you want. And if you sign up now, you can get any place you want in the campground at Cadillac, almost any place. But that's going to be my big trip. Mike, KD8MMH, and I'll take a break after that. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, W8DW, this is KD8MMH. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Looking forward to a little bit of warmer weather here that we're supposed to get a little bit later in the week. So, long time coming for that. Also, farther up north and out in the Thumbnail, it looks like they might get a little bit of snow, possibly a touch of ice there, too. So, hopefully that's going to miss us, and supposed to get up to possibly 38, might even hit 40, so looking forward to that. I'd like to thank everyone that braved the weather and the snowdrifts out on Jane's Road, made it out to the club meeting.
Friday night. Had a good turnout there. Also had quite a few people online, so thanks for people that showed up online and in person. And then also a good club breakfast on Saturday morning. So I'd like to thank everyone that joined us for both of those events. Other than that, not much else going on around here. So I think this will be my only go-around 2 days, so I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And we'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave. KD8MMH, back to Net Control.
Okay, real good there, Mike. And I did not brave the cold. We stayed in. Actually, I have not been outside very much except for my little job today outside. We got a little problem with the our campers covered up, and noticed that the back by the ladder, the cover was sort of messed up. I wasn't sure what was going on, and I looked out the window earlier, and a squirrel was trying to get up underneath the cover of the camper. So I think it had decided that it wanted a new place to live that was out of the snow and whatever. Wouldn't have been all the cold because it's still pretty cold out there. So we had to do a little repair job to get us through until probably another 6 weeks before we take the cover off. Anyway, this is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the list? Call now.
KFA, DRC, Rochester, Jack.
Okay, we got you on the list there, Jack. We'll be down here to you a little bit. Let's continue on. Mike, Tom, NADUI, you're up and stand by EOB. Go ahead there, Mike, or go ahead there, Tom.
Thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. Good evening, everybody. I hope everyone's doing well tonight. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net tonight. Quite a busy week. This past weekend, actually. Last week was kind of slow, but this weekend's been pretty busy. It's good to see everybody at the general meeting on Friday night, and then the breakfast Saturday morning. Ron, I took advantage of your suggestion about open hand clock, and I logged into it and on using the hand clock, the Innovato computer. And it looks pretty good there on my monitor. I adjusted the settings to my liking, and it looks pretty nice looking. World map and all the incidentals, all the background information, all the aurora and bands and contests going on, and DX expeditions and DX clusters and all that stuff. And what bands are busy and which ones aren't. Indicate that too, and so it's really a nice looking source of information. So I'll leave them break real quick. The past weekend we had our granddaughter over. We picked her up from school on Friday in Midland. She goes to elementary school, fourth grade in Midland. Picked her up. Her mom's a teacher there, so she had all her mom had her clothing and everything all packed away. So we just made the transfer and then brought her home. We were outside after we got back from the club breakfast on Saturday. We went outside, played in the snow, and it was, it wasn't real windy, but my wife and I were older, and we were more sensitive to the cold, so it was pretty cold out there, but it was sunny. But our granddaughter, she does not notice the cold. She's out there making snow angels. She's got her snow pants on, making snow angels, and throwing snow around, and she asked me, "Papa Tom, can you bury me in the snow?" So I got my scoop shovel out, and I buried her from neck to her boots in snow. I got a picture of that to send to her mom, and she thought that was pretty cool, having all that snow on her. And so we had a good day on Saturday, and we took her back to, we met her parents over at Costco in Midland, and made the transfer back so she could get ready for school. This morning, get ready for school. So it was a pretty busy week with her. She's a dynamo, full of energy. So, It was a lot of fun having her over. Is there anything else? There were no contests that I participated in, so it was kind of slow for on the ham radio front. But all in all, it was a good weekend. So I'm going to toss it back and catch us all in 73 rounds. So until then, this is NAEUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, I actually worked the Minnesota QSO party this weekend, so that was on this weekend. And yeah, the open hand clock I thought was pretty nice, because I've got I've got a double monitor on my computer, and actually was able to take and put ham clock on, drag it over to one screen, and then actually run the my N3FJP program on the other one, so I had both of them running at once. Pretty neat. If I had my third monitor, if I had room for a third monitor, I could actually put a third one on there too, but I with the two of them, it was pretty neat with the two on there. Okay, let's go to K8EOB. You're up, and stand by, Jeff, KCI. Go ahead.
Roger that. Thank you for the net tonight, and hello, everybody. Good evening. Not much planned, or haven't done much. I go to the Senior Citizens Center. I enjoy doing that, and I dig around with the radios every single day. I really enjoy that, but I'm just sort of on the down low until spring comes, and then I go outside on my porch. Do the same thing I do now, but outside, and I look forward to that, and that's about it. It's, I'm in like a groundhog day. All right, Kilo, like way, Zulu, that's the problem. Back to that. And again, thanks for the net. I'm hearing everybody really good at Al Saginaw.
Okay, real good. And, I think I talked to you during the winter field day. You were talking about doing the getting on the digital net, and we've been sort of listening for you. I just wondered your next go around, see if you've actually listened to any of the MIDTN, the Michigan Digital Traffic Net, see if you've been able to find us. Anyway, Jeff, KCI, you're up, and stand by, Bob on Frank Wolf.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave, and good evening, everybody. Yeah, I missed yesterday's net, too. I just was thinking about today, going, shoot. Oh, well, can't make them all, I tried. But other than that, I think 29 degrees today. I was jumping around thinking that, man, it's going to be great, but it was all right, but I think tomorrow, they said, I seen 40, so, you know, you never know. So, sometimes we'll see 50 on them 40 days, sometimes we'll see 30. All depends on that nasty little wind and which way it's blowing out of. Other than that, did a bunch of hunting for POTUS this morning, so that worked out good. I kind of hit them far over, mainly on 20 meters was doing pretty good, but the old all center fed dipole was just pounding in there. I mean, I was getting right through. They were saying, yeah, you come on in. You're a 5'9" plus. So I'm going, well, it sounds good. So once it's working, you just keep on going. But other than that, just get out tomorrow and get the barn open up and everything melt off a little bit. So other than that, that's it. So back to you, Dave. We appreciate it. It's KCI back to Nick Joe.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Yeah, I about a week ago, I took and I sprayed the truck off, got a lot of the salt and junk off. Still didn't look very good, but I think if we get up into the mid-30s tomorrow, I might do a little better job and try and get some of it so the truck looks like it's blue again rather than that white on the side from all the salt. So I'm going to try that. Hopefully the weatherman is right. Got my fingers crossed on that one. Okay, let's see now. We go to Frank Booth, NAKPR. You're up. And hey, yeah, a week go on Monday. I was out to Frankenmuth, Bob. We went out and we looked at the snow sculptures and the ice carvings and all that stuff. It was pretty nice going there on a Monday. Nobody out there, so, well, there was people there, but it was very, very good. Actually, we were able to, we went into Fender's and had a hot chicken sandwich in the pub there, and were able to just walk right in and go in. Didn't even have to sign in. Just went right in, so pretty nice to go out there during the week. So go ahead there, Bob. NAKPR, you're up in the standby mini.
DW is NAKPR. Yeah, Dave. We were out there. The wife and I were out there Monday also. And the one thing I noticed was they had about half as many. The sculptures by Zenders on that side of the road, they're usually two-block sculptures, double-block sculptures, and they only had half as many as they normally have. Total, you know, they had them two sections on that side of the road where they have the double black sculptures, and they had, I don't even know if they had half as many as they normally have, but the ones they had were really cool. Then across the street at the Bavarian Inn, they had about half as many as they normally have. Normally that parking lot's almost full of sculptures. There's like three lanes of sculptures on both sides, and there's only like one lane and sculptures on both sides. So, yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I mean, the sculptures are really nice because of the weather. And the ice sculptures, there was just a fraction of what they usually have. Usually they're all the way around the whole circle there in that park, but they only had them on the roadside, and then they were kind of not very close together, but oh well. I don't know if people just bailed or because of past years or what happened, but that's just my observation from being there all the time. Well, you know, going to it all the time every year. And what else? Oh, got a TV up above the fireplace. That was a challenge. It wasn't meant to be there, but we got it there. Worked all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Got it done just in time for the Super Bowl, literally about 2 hours before the Super Bowl started. But I actually started on that probably a week before, investigating and then, you know, tracing cables down, from moving cables from one part of the house to the other part of the house. And yeah, it was a challenge, but I got it done, so yeehaw. And what else? That's enough for this round. Oh, the Innovato. I was. My computer is too small to actually see the writing on that when I, you know, registered and everything. And I was trying to figure out how to get it on the TV. I think Ron and Tom mentioned about using the Innovato as a browser. But I'm not sure how to do that. But back to you, Dave. WADW and NKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, I haven't been there for a couple of years out there, but I did notice that especially the ones at the big black ones there at the Zenders, there was not very many. The one though was pretty cool. I liked the little log cabin. That was really neat. Okay, it's WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for list before I continue on? Okay, so we'll go to Minnie, KDAPAZ. I started a 500-piece puzzle last Wednesday or Thursday, and I got it done today. I'm not very proud of how long it took, but it was the one section above it was really, really, really bad. Probably about 100 pieces. You almost had to fit one by one because there was basically no pattern to them. So it was almost like taking a blank puzzle and then put all the pieces together without even having a picture. So like the bottom portion of it was like that. So that was really bad. Anyway, Minnie, you're up and then stand by Rick. KDAPAC, go ahead.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone in here tonight. Enjoyed breakfast there Saturday with Ron and Tom and Mike and Rick, so I had a good visit there. And roads were a little bit dicey in places on 13, but I made it there and made it back home safely. Took my truck in today to have it looked at, and not very good news there. Both sides are really rusted, and to replace them, for them to take everything off and replace it, it's over $3,000 on each side. So, but he did say there is an alternative that costs probably $250 for each side, but I'm undecided on really what to do. So anyway, I'm still working on my puzzle there. It's 1,000 pieces, but right now it's real dark pieces and grapevines. So this is KDAPAZ, back to WADW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. Anything to do with a car is going to cost a lot of money. That's the big thing. I know my Ford, I actually had it undercoated or rust-proofed up in Midland, and that thing was still pretty decent shape. Still thinking about maybe doing this one. I should have probably did a live last summer, but I'm not sure where I want to take it. Went up in the place up in Midland, the stuff they put on, is really works good, but boy, it's stinky and it's sticky and it's just really bad. I hear that place up in Bay City is a little better, and I'm not sure about price, so I have to check on that, but I may do that. Rick, KCAVOA, you're up and stand by Fred.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody in the net. Dave, thank you for doing the net tonight. Not a whole lot new on the home front here. Didn't make a lot of progress. I was hoping to get some of the basement organized, a little more organized down here today, and that didn't happen, but I just keep plugging away at it. I just got some little things done here and there, and we just keep working at it, and we'll get there eventually. There's always something to do. There seems like there's more to do than there is time in the day. So with that, I'm going to turn it over backward in that control, and I am one and done tonight. 73, everybody, KCAVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. Yeah, my plan is the same thing today. I was going to work here down here and do some straightening up, but I got my Spectrum bill here the other day, and I'm losing a couple of my discounts. Actually lost the one on my phone already, and then losing a couple of discounts. So we got on the phone today with Spectrum, and we told them, hey, do something for me, or I better start searching someplace else. And actually came out just a little bit less than what we were paying on our internet and the TV. And then on my cell phone, the promotion went off on that, and I'm actually going to a 1 gig internet thing on it. I actually I'm getting a cell phone for $20 a month, which is pretty decent. I only get one gig of data, but she checked it out. It was only one time last year that I went over 1 gig of data, so I guess I'm not going to have a problem. Anyway, Fred, KEAQCO, you're up and stand by Jack.
Good evening, Dave, and everyone on the net. Kind of doing the same thing as most people, I think. Staying indoors, doing some indoor projects. But, the Spectrum, it always seems to be a battle every so often. You have to try to see what you can negotiate because the prices keep going up. But I did get something through the mail the other day about the fiber optic coming through, so kind of debating whether to go to just high speed and use streaming services and maybe get rid of the cable box and that portion of it. So, but with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KEAQCO.
Okay, real good there, Fred. Well, to tell you what I did last year, this is real funny. Last year, I actually went over to on the Bay Road and then talked to him over there. And my internet at that time was 500 meg. And I told him, well, I don't need that. I says, what's the cheapest internet I get? And he told him, well, we could take you down to 100 meg. I says, take me down to 100 meg. And so that's what we did. We went from 500 meg down to 100 meg. I have a number of stuff on my internet. I have I can stream two TVs. I got rid of the actual cable coming in, so I'm actually streaming TVs on Roku TVs. I can stream two of the Roku TVs, and I can have two of the pads going, and I don't buffer, and that's at 100. That's at 100 meg, and that's where I'll check speed. And I'll have anywhere between 90 and 100 meg, and I don't have a problem with that. So, to tell you the truth, I don't know why somebody would pay that much for the 1 gig that they're going to be offering, unless maybe your game. So that's my opinion, Fred. Anyway, let's go to Jack, KF8, DR, whatever. You're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net. Yes, it's not much to report, except the weather, which is not bad at all. No snow, at least. And it's been drying for the past 3-4 days. But I was on the net 2 days ago on 10 net, on a 10 meter, and when there was a concept out there. They call it TEN-TEN-TEN-TEN. I don't know if you ever heard of ORG. They have a concept. And the guy out there I was talking to, he said it's on 10 meter, and on 20 and 40 meter. So I don't know if you guys know about that or not. But he gave me his number, but I'm not on the 20 meter because I don't have my general yet. So I don't know if you guys, you got to Google that, Ken. TEN-TEN dot, not dot, but like a minus, and do it again, and you should be able to register for free and be on the contest. But you got to have two numbers. And back to you, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Jack. Yeah, 10 meters has been pretty decent, and actually was on 10 meters this last week a little bit. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have anyone else for the net before I go up for 73 round call now? Okay, we'll go to Ron, KCAYVF. You're up and stand by EDQ.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Thanks for doing the net tonight. For me, I've been working on some 3D projects continuing. The Christmas train project is coming along, at least on the printing side. I have all of my cars basically printed. I'm finishing up some decorative parts and things on them. So of the train itself, I've got a coal car, freight cars and two passenger cars, so at least the printing is done, and now I'll start on the engine as the next project, probably this weekend coming up. I will start printing on that. That's the easy part. The electronics is going to take some time. There's quite a bit involved into the locomotive portion of it, because all of the control boards that are in it, there is remote control for it. I have the remote control plastic built itself, but again, got to put all the electronics in the remote control, then put all the electronics in the locomotive. It also has steam that goes in it. It's got to have a buck converter for some conversion for some of the lighting.
And to get that done, and then you've got to match the scripting between the remote control and the train itself so they can talk to each other. So quite a bit involved there. The next thing after that is working on the lighting that goes from the train itself back to the passenger cars. How the designer laid it out, I'm going to change. I don't want to do it that way because if you do it as he described, you're not able to disconnect the cars and put them away for Christmas. The wires are all connected straight through, so it wouldn't be good. So I'm going to have to come up with a solution for that so that I can disconnect the cars at each coupling for the electronics for the wiring. So that'll work on too. So probably a couple more months at least involved in that one. And about the time I get done with that, the third project is coming about, which is a commercial grade air quality monitor system. Somebody designed at least the casing for it, and then what electronics go in it. I ordered all of the electronics. I got two parts of the electronics in. There's about 14 parts yet to come in. The bulk of them are supposed to be in, I believe, on Wednesday. I've got two parts coming from China, and then which are on a plane, they tell me. And then the last part is back ordered. So that one, I'm not sure how long that will be, but it's another 35 days until the project gets released on the printing side of it, and then I can print the case, but then it'll be working on the electronics. So lots of things coming up here to put together. Yeah, having fun doing that. Thanks, Dave, for doing that. We'll see everybody next week. 73. Got a little ice, snow coming possible tonight, but the rest of the week is supposed to warm up, so no major snowstorms or anything in the works, which is good. It can go to spring here and have that groundhog be a little wrong and we get spring a little earlier. That would be fine with me. So 73, have a good week. KC8YBF.
Okay, real good there, Rod. Yeah, I told Bob, my net control down in Lansing, his dog goes and catches and kills groundhogs. And I told him maybe he should let it loose in Pennsylvania and get rid of that groundhog that keeps on telling us we keeps on getting 6 more weeks of winter. I don't know if that'll work or not. Probably not. Anyway, Mike, Camp ADDQ, you're up and stand by Tom.
Roger, thanks for doing the net, Dave. This is KFA-EDQ. Let's see, I got the regular plans for this week. I'm actually going out to, I've got plans to go out on Saturday night, and then I'll be going to the dog shelter as usual on next weekend. So nothing else to report. Happily monkeying around on the computer lately, so staying inside. So not a whole lot going on. This is KF8EDQ. We'll pass it back to Net Control 73, everyone.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, I've been playing with the Raspberry Pi myself. I sort of did some stuff on it that I wanted to do, and then I'm back. Then I sat there for a while, and now it's back to project time on it again. So this time of year with the winter months, this is what we do. Just we do our whatever we have to and stay warm, and that's the good part about it. 7-3, sir, Mike. Catch you later. Tom, NADUI, you're up, and stand by Bob, ELB. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. Not much else. I look on the line here. There's a couple of digital contests this weekend. I might check out one or two of them, one or both. One's the CQ Worldwide Ready contest, and another one is the PSK. It's a PSK 31 contest. PSK is only operating on 160, 80, and 40 meters, and then the CQ Ready contest is 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. So we'll see, depending on the band and how busy I am this weekend. We'll see if I maybe get on
for a couple hours and just puts around and see how many contacts I can get. But that's about it for me on this end. Everybody has a good week. Yeah, stay safe with that half and half of precipitation we're supposed to get tonight. But the rest of the week's going to be above, it's a little above normal, which is fine for a change, maybe a break in the cold. So anyway, I'm going to say steady treat everybody and good night, and I hope everybody has a good week. Zenny, Eli.
Okay, 7-3-0, yeah, we definitely need a break in the cold. Bob, K-8, EOB, you're up. Stand by, Jeff.
Roger that. Yeah, on that FTA that I got confused with that webpage. I didn't get nowhere with it. So I'm on FTA basically every day. So I just got confused with that webpage. I'm a slow starter. I take a little yellow bus, but once I get it, took me had a lot of stress getting my license, you know, get my journals. But I took my technician. Flunked it 3 times before they realized I failed to tell them I can't really say. And I just turned my contingent down, just, you know, it's multiple choice. I figured, odds were with me, but they weren't. But then we used a monitor where I could blow things up and see it, and I passed the test, and I passed the journals a week later. So, yeah, I'm a slow starter, but I'll figure it out. Explain it to Jeff, and Jeff can explain it to me. All right, Kilo, Clay, Zulu, Oscar, Bravo, back tonight.
Okay, they're real good there, Bobby. I'm normally a fast starter, but then I slow down. I'm totally the opposite of you there, Bob. 7-3s, have a good one. This is WADW for the Second Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Jeff, K8KCI, you're up, and stand by, Bob.
Hey, Dave. Well, sounds good. Other than that, I think I'll let everybody go, but, yeah, shoot me that, email. I know we talked about it, and, I'll just have to do it. I gave you my phone number. Just shoot me a text on that, I swear I copied it down, but you know how that works. But I'll get him steered in the right direction anyways. But other than that, everybody else have a good rest of the week and get out there tomorrow and don't get too much sun and get sunburnt, you know. Anyways, 7-3s, everybody. Back to you, Dave. This is KKCI. We'll be clear.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Yeah, I'm gonna try and get out and make sure that my temporary repair looks like it might hold till spring. So, gotta make sure of that. And I'd rather do it when it's a little warmer. I guess 35 is a little warmer. Like I say, I was out there today. It was like 17. I do not work very well in the cold. I do have I've got a pair of Milwaukee. Heated gloves with a little battery on them so you can kind of keep my fingers warm, but boy, everything else was cold. 7-3s, catch you later there, and we'll catch you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up, and stand by many.
WADW, this is NAKPR. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add. Just like I mentioned before with the, I don't know if you can use that Inovato computer for a web browser or not. I never really experimented with it because, well, I bought it for the ham clock, and which is great. You know, I even bought a TV dedicated for it. And, well, if that goes away, I don't know what I'm going to do because, like I said, I'm a computer. I'm just running Windows 7 down here in the basement. You know, my Sam Shack here seems to work with everything else, but I don't know if I can transfer that to the TV or not. Probably not, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, or like they say, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Thanks for tuning in, Dave, and everybody have a great week. 73 is all around. Back to the control, WADW, NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, and that computer that you're using for the ham clock, you can actually put any browser on that you want and run the open ham clock on it. I've got the regular Raspberry Pi 4s, and I've got a number of different browsers. A number of different operating systems that I use. One of them that I use is called Mint, which is a really sort of simple one. And it's got a web browser on it, and it will run the open hand clock on that, because you can go to just, it'll open any, it'll work the same as any other browser, same as your Windows ones, but it uses the Linux operating system instead. So if you need help with that, I can always give you a hand with that one. I'm quite versed in those particular operating systems. Not real good at the programming end, but pretty versed with the operating system. 7-3, catch you later on the log there. Mini KDAPZ, you're up, and stand by, Fred.
Good evening again, Dave. This is AC. Nothing more going on here. I'll be working on my puzzle again tomorrow, and you tell Mary I said hi, and you all have a good week. This is KDAPAZ, back to WATW.
Okay, real good. 7-3 there, Minnie. She wants to, the puzzle that I just finished, she got it out to do herself and decided that she didn't want to do it. So I finished it, so I got that one done. And she's talking about maybe going looking at another puzzle. And I bought her a nice puzzle table for Christmas, so she can do that. So hopefully we won't get another puzzle, or we'll get a puzzle that I will end up doing then. So we'll see how that goes. 7-3, catch you later there, Minnie. Fred, K8QCO, you're up and stand by, Jack.
Good evening again, everyone on the net, and thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave. While we were sitting here doing the net, I opened up the open ham clock there. Yeah, it looks pretty nice for just something you can log into on a web browser, so it looks pretty handy. With that, I'll say 73s to everyone. This is K8QCO.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Fred. 73s, catch you later, and have a good one. Jack, KF8DRC, you're up, and you'll be at the bottom of the list, but go ahead there, Jack.
KF8DRC. Dave, thank you for running the net for tonight. And yeah, not much to report. Really, except sitting around watching TV, and that's about it. I watched the football yesterday all day, and it was nice, good football. And one team didn't get it, but the other team got it, which is good. Anyhow, nothing else to report. Everyone have a good evening. Stay safe out there. And tomorrow is going to be 45 degrees here in Rochester. So we'll see tomorrow how it's going to be. Everyone have a good night. KF8DRC.
Okay, you're real good there, Jack. Yeah, the team that I wanted to win won. I would have rather seen the Lions there. But I wouldn't have wanted to see the Lions playing the Seahawks the way they then play the way the Seahawks played this time. I'm not sure if the Lions could have held that one off. They did Seahawks did a great job. Yeah, I had a friend many years ago when I was working. We had a volunteer thing going up here, and one of the guys that was helping us, he was a professional football player. He played for Denver for a while, and then he went to Seattle. So I was sort of rooting for Seattle more than the Patriots. 7-3, stay there, Jack. Catch you down the log. Okay, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have any other seconds before I close the net. Okay, nothing heard there. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed, returning frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a net report for you, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 115, routine, from my station, Whiskey, Delta Whiskey. Figures 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, February, figure 09, going to your station, Rod Huss, KC8YVF, break. Letter group Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday net check-ins, figures 1-4, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 6-0, minutes, break. Signed, Dave, WADWN, no more.
Okay, Dave, I copy the report. Thank you very much. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF, clear.
WADW, clear out.
2 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
NAKPR, are you on frequency?
Yeah, Ryan, this is NAKPR. I was in another room. NAKPR, clear.
Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.